Our scripture reading today is Isaiah 26:3. You will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you, because he trusts in you. Philippians 4:8-9. Meditate on these things. Finally, brother, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report. If there is any virtue, and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. The things which you learned and received and heard and saw in me, these do, and the God of peace will be with you.
Thank you. One more time, we thank you for this sermon, Lord. We ask that you would allow it to be a blessing to those who are here, who are under the sound of my voice, God. We pray a special prayer for those who listen on the podcast, God, that you would meet them at their point of need, God, but that the sermon would be a blessing to them. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I wanted to start remembering, so if I forget, I want you all to remind me to pray for those listening on the podcast, because I'm going to start sharing that link more often, because there are so many people. I was at we did a meditation this week. I said I had a very busy week. On Monday, we started off doing a meditation at Wings of Hope. And I had done a presentation there last year. One of the ladies, she remembered me, and she said, I couldn't wait to get on, and I'd like to hear you. She lives further out in Nebraska. And so, and she's a little bit older. She didn't want to drive, but she wants to join. She wants to hear us, to be here weekly. And I know she knows that she can't, because she can't drive that far every week. And so I told her to start listening to the service on our podcast. So I'd like to start sharing that more often. So I'm begging you, remind me if I forget when I'm praying right before the sermon, when they start the podcast, remind me so that we can bring them in and make them a part, because it's so neat that there's so many ways now we can worship. You know, they may not be here in the church with us, but boy, if they can still hear the word of God, we're still blessing their lives. So I thank God for that and for all of you. And we're going to go into our sermon today. I want to talk from the topic of safe harbor back to my Wings of Hope days. Back when I finished doing all of my treatments, for my cancer treatments, I went into a support group there. And it was such a blessing to me. We talked about, in one of the groups, we talked about a safe harbor. And it struck me and it stayed with me. And so now it's a sermon, but it's because it stayed with me. It meant a lot to me, because sometimes we have to refuel. We have to go into that time where God replenishes us. We go through so much with the cares of this world. We go through, you know, with caring for our families and, you know, trying to go to work and meeting our daily obligations, we can become overwhelmed. And we need God to replenish us, to refill us, so that we can go out and do it again. We can help and reach people, and we can do what he's called us to do. But sometimes we need to be replenished. So I looked up the word harbor. I think the next slide, it has the definition. And it says, safe harbor is a place where ships refit and refuel before they go out to sea again. Also, any place or situation that offers refuge or protection. And for me, we as Christians, but just really we as people, we have a safe harbor inside of us. We can go to a place inside of us where we are refueled, where we are refit, is how they describe a harbor, but where we are replenished, where we are refilled. That's what I like to call it. Where the Holy Spirit can refill us. That he can dwell in us and give us strength to go back out and fight another day, to go back out and reach those people for God and to bless your family. Sometimes we are the light in our family. And you know what? The light gets dim. It gets tired. You know, we get tired. Yesterday was my day for refilling. I was just, I've been in meetings all week. And actually for the last 2 weeks, we had 10 interviews at one place and we had, I think, 8 the other. And I just was kind of tired. And I was like, God, on Saturdays is when I usually start to really prepare. I work throughout the week, but on Saturdays, I like to really feel the sermon so that I can, I hope, bless you with it. And so yesterday I was sitting there and no one was there, which was nice. I was home alone that day. And I was sitting there and I was like, God, I really don't want to do this. I was like, I'm really tired. I don't really want to read this. And I don't want to, you know, and I felt so strongly the Spirit say, lay on the couch. So I did. I laid on the couch and he refilled me. I thought about him and all the good things that God has done for me. And that's what I want to encourage you today. We're going to do a little special activity at the end, but I want to talk about just being replenished from thinking about the goodness of God and all that he's done for us. And just saying that title reminded me that I wanted to sing for you today. So it totally left my mind, but just saying the title of it, I'm going to sing this song for you real quick because it kind of embodies what I want to talk about today. And that's thinking about the goodness of God and how it makes our souls just cry out. So bear with me as I sing this song. Now I'm not in my comfort zone. I'm out here exposed, but I thank God. I thank God he gave me this song. And so I hope that you'll enjoy it. But hear the words. It says, when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all he's done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. Thank God for saving me. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all he's done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. Thank God for saving me. Do we feel like that sometimes? Don't we just thank him? I thank him for saving me from myself, saving me from that young girl. I've been at this a long time, but I was about 21 when I was like, okay, I'm going to work with you, Mom, and I'm going to work for the Lord. And man, I needed him. And I thank God that he saved me. And so when I need to be refueled, I think back over the things that he saved me from, that he's brought me through. I think back on when he healed me, and I was so terrified because I didn't know what I was going to do at 40 and with the diagnosis. I was young and I was just getting started. I was like, oh yeah, this is my time now to live. My son is grown. I can get out here and live. And I got the diagnosis that I was not expecting, but he was my healer. He brought me through it. And so I thank God. When I think on his goodness, it refuels my spirit. It lifts me up. It gives me joy when I think, oh man, God, if you did that, anything that I'm going through, you can help me. You can make it better. You can make a way where there seems to be no way. So when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all he's done, my soul cries out. It cries out, hallelujah. Thank you, God, for saving me. Thank you for rescuing me. Thank you for making a way for me. Psalm 77:11-12. I will remember the deeds of the Lord. Yes, I will remember your miracles of long ago. I will consider all your works and your mighty deeds and meditate on them. And that's what I just want us to think about, thinking about. That's our safe haven. That's our safe harbor, is when we think about and meditate on the goodness of God, on the things. David says, when I think about it, my soul is replenished. It's renewed. It's refreshed. And don't we all, at some point, don't you feel like, God, I just need to be refreshed today. God, I just need you today. I just need you to make a way for me today. Sometimes I say, God, I just need your presence. I don't really need you to do anything for me today. I thank you. You've been so good. I just want to sit in your presence. I want to sit and feel you and know that you love me. Amen. There's this thing I read and I was going to share it last week, but I forgot. But this is the perfect time to share it. I was reading this article and it talked about hugs and it said, we need 4 hugs, kind of just to get started. It really is what it was saying. You need 4 hugs a day. And then it said, but you need 8 hugs, you know, to start to feel good about it. And then you need 12 hugs a day. To grow and to feel loved and to feel, you know, is what they're requiring. And so I said, well, God, I thank you. When I stand in the back there and I make sure I hug everyone who wants to be hugged, I feel like I'm giving you a start on that day. Amen. I'm giving you a start on getting those hugs in, feeling that presence of God, feeling that love. We all desire love. Amen. We all need God's love, but we all need each other's love as well. So that's an aside, but still, when you see me hugging everyone, I've had people ask, really, you hug everybody? Yeah, I want everyone who needs one, I want you to have one, at least starting with me. Amen. And then the rest of the day, you know, you just could fill in those 12 hugs. But so I want to start you off on Sundays. Amen. That starts you off for the week. So, but anyway, back to our topic at hand, Safe Harbor. I want to encourage you today as we're going through this sermon. I have just a few scriptures, and then I want to do an activity with you. But I want to encourage you to begin to think about, start to holding it in your heart, get it in your mind, something you know God did that gives you joy, something that he did for you that gives you joy. He healed your body. He made a way. He provided finances that you need. He gave you the job you were looking for. He blessed your children, whatever it may be. Start to get that in your head as we go through the sermon today. Next scripture, Isaiah 26:3, it says, you will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you. This was my mom's scripture. No matter what she went through, she would tell us, if you keep your mind on God, he'll keep you in perfect peace. He'll keep you in peace. And so even in her last days when she was not feeling well, she would still say that. I keep my mind on God. I'm at peace. I'm at peace with this. And so in getting our refueling and we're getting our safe harbor, I want to encourage you to keep your mind on God. Keep your mind on Jesus and what he's done for you. And you'll find, even if you just start the day every day with a praise, praise God, I thank you for waking me up. I thank you for starting me on my way. I thank you for my family, whatever it is. But to start your day with that praise and meditate on that at the beginning of your day, you'll see that joy comes. That joy comes. This is my year of joy. They asked me when I was doing the meditation, and I said, this year has been my year of joy. So I think I've probably been talking about joy a lot this year, but it's because it's my year of joy. And I find that being in his presence. The joy of the Lord is my strength. It's what the word says. That's where I get my strength. It's from being in his presence. It's from meditating on him and on his word and on the things that he's done, all of the wonderful things that he's done for me. And that's what I want to encourage you to do today, to think about and meditate on all the good things that he's done for you. We know that things happen, bad things happen, but he's been a good God to us. He really has. And it gives us strength to meditate on the things that he's done. If you have trouble doing that, I have this next scripture. If you want to know what you should be meditating on, what you should be thinking about, Philippians 4:8-9, it says, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. The things which you learned and received and heard and saw in me, these do, and the God of peace will be with you. Paul is telling us here, if we meditate on those things, praiseworthy things, so it's the virtue, the good things that God has done for you, you'll find peace. So when you're in distress, begin to think about the good things that God has done for you. And I'm telling you, it really does give you life. It really does help. It helps. I have to say, I saw Jan's post this morning, and it's been a year since Jan's accident. And gosh, I just felt so thankful. I felt so thankful to God that he was such a God that he healed him. We watched that journey. It wasn't overnight. But man, God is a healer. Amen. He truly is a healer. He's a deliverer. He works miracles. And so it really brought joy to me. I wrote on there fast, praise God or something, but in my heart, I was just so full of joy thinking about how good he is, that he didn't have to, but he's such a good God. And so that's something you could meditate on. If you can't think of anything for yourself, Meditate on the goodness of God for Jim. Amen. Think about that. Meditate on the goodness of God. I remember when I was younger, I was just so gung-ho for God. And life can beat you down, but I still love him. You know what I mean? But I was just so gung-ho. I was like, I was talking to someone and I couldn't convince them to praise God. You know, I said, okay, God, I'll praise you for him. I'll praise you for him. God, for what you did for, I can't remember who it was, but I said, I thank you. You know, I just was so gung-ho, but I tell you what, I still had joy. Amen. And praise God for them. So if you can't think of anything, praise God for what he did for you. Amen. Praise God for what he did for me. Thank you for healing Pastor's body. Thank you for bringing her this far, bringing her through that year of grief that we've gone through. I thank God. And I do thank you all for praying for me and lifting me up. I was just sharing with someone how our paths crossed, and it was just so at the right time. And so I just thank God. I thank God for that every day. But especially when I sit there this morning, I was overcome. I thought I was going to be up here crying because I just felt so grateful. I felt so grateful to be here. And I just was like, God, I thank you. I thank you for that. So that's our safe harbor. We get refilled. Then you go out and you can share that joy with others in our community. Truly, that's what our job is as a Christian. It's just to share God's love with others, that he loves them, that he loves them. And you can share it through your own testimony. How do I know he loves you? Because he loved me, because he did this for me, because he did that for me. But the way to get to that point is getting into that safe harbor, getting to that refueling, refilling, getting into his presence and meditating on that, meditating on all the good things that he's done. My last scripture for the day. Yeah. I wanted to make sure before I said that. Yes. My last scripture from today is kind of a continuation. And so I'll probably not dwell on it long, but I do want to read it. I talked about David last week and how he praised the Lord and danced his clothes off, if you all remember. So I brought the full scripture this week just to kind of share it, the full story of this. But he was so happy. He was thinking of what God had done for them. He brought the Ark of the Covenant back to them. It was so important to them, to their community, that he danced before the Lord and praised. He praised him and danced before him. And I'm not asking you to dance, but now I might at Mount Zion this afternoon when I preach it again. I might tell them, all right, get up and dance. And if you want to, you're certainly welcome to. But I'm not asking you to do that. But I want you to get that feeling of praise, to get that spirit of, God, I thank you. Like David felt here when he danced. He danced, so he was so grateful to God for what he'd done for them. That was his way of expressing his gratitude. So let's read it. 2 Samuel 6, 14 through 15, 20 through 21. Then David danced before the Lord with all his might. That's all that was within him. And David was wearing a linen ephod. So David and all the house of Israel brought up the ark of the Lord with shouting and with sounds of triumph. Then David returned to bless his household, and Michal, the daughter of Saul, came out to meet him, to meet David, and said, now Michal is his wife, she's his wife. She says, how glorious was the king of Israel today, uncovering himself today in the eyes of all the maids of his servants, as one of the base fellows shamelessly uncovers himself. So David said to Michal, it was for the Lord who chose me instead of your father and all his house. He's letting her know, I wasn't dancing for the people. I was praising God because I love him. I thank him for giving us the Ark of the Covenant back. He says, to appoint me ruler over the people of the Lord, or over Israel. Therefore, I will play music before the Lord, and I will be even more undignified than this, and I will be humble in my own sight. But as for the maidservants of whom you have spoken, by them I will be held in honor. But he's just saying, I don't really care what you say. I'm going to praise the Lord. Some people say it doesn't take all of that. But I really do feel like we are refreshed and renewed when we meditate on him, when we are thankful for the things that he's done. Even it makes me think of the lepers, the 10 lepers. And, you know, he healed all of them, but only one came back to thank him. It's such an important part. When he came back to thank him, he was completely healed. That means everything was restored. Everything, you know, everyone else was healed, but he was restored back. And so there's some power There's power in praising God. There's power in being thankful for the things that he's done. And so as I'm closing out, I want to do this activity with you all. Carol, if you'll help me. In the class that I took, they had us to get comfortable. Get very comfortable. And remember, I asked you to think about something that you know God did, that you are just so thankful that he did for you. And begin to get that in your mind. And I asked Carol to play How Great Thou Art, because he's so great. Can I get an amen on that? He is so great. He's such a great God. So she's going to play that. While she does it, I want you to close your eyes. And this is your time to really thank him. And you're just doing it within yourself. Close your eyes. Begin to think about that good thing that you know he did, that you are so thankful for. And just take the time of this song. Go ahead and start it, Carol. Take the time of this song to just thank him, to just praise him, because he healed your body, because he spared your life, because he blessed your children. We just thank God. Take this moment to do that. Don't you feel better? Don't you feel his presence? Feel his presence. I felt his presence so strong when I walked in the door today. But it's because when you're thankful, he's there. He inhabits our praise. That means he's right there with you. When you're praising him, he's right there with you. Let's pray today. Lord, we thank you. We thank you for your wonderful presence. We thank you. How wonderful you are, God. We thank you for all of the healings. We thank you for the deliverance. We thank you, God, for saving us. When we think of your goodness, God, our soul cries out, hallelujah. We thank you today. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Lord, we give you praise because you are worthy. You are wonderful. You are the lover of souls. We thank you, God. Lord, we're asking today, Lord, that you do bless each person here, God. Meet them at their point of need today, God. That thing they came in with, God. We ask that you lift it. If there's a burden, burdening them, you would lift that burden for them, God, and that you will meet them, God, at what that need was today. We thank you for your peace. We ask that you let your peace go home with them. Follow them home, God, and all the week. Let them bask in your peace, God, in your safe harbor. We thank you for it, God. And Lord, all of our sick and shut in and all of those, God, you would bless, heal, deliver, meet them, God, and we thank you for it. We give you praise, we give you honor and glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.